Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. Today's tip is number 5 and a must when going through cancer or any other major challenge in life. Ask for help. When I first started to not feel well and noticed bruising and a distended belly, I covered it up. Bigger shirts, long sleeves. I simply did not have time for doctor visits or questions from anyone. Too busy. Working full-time as a single mom of a 13-year-old, I barely had time to take care of myself. Also, being as independent as they come, I did not want help. I was used to doing things on my own. But then it happened. I was forced to see a doctor due to the pain had become so unbearable. And then several days later, cancer. Throughout the surgery process, I did not have to ask for help. I couldn't move without it. And I had my sisters by my side the whole time. But when it came time for chemo and the real fight to begin, I didn't want to ask for anything. It wasn't until a couple months into it that my friend and coworker, Sanella, pulled me aside and said, "Pamela, this is your time for receiving." She said it with such honesty and grace that I said, "Okay, maybe a little bit of help." Then I let my neighbor Skip help me inside on the couch after long days of getting infused. Then I started letting my other neighbors know what I thought I might be able to keep in my stomach for dinner. And my colleagues, I started asking them to park my car when I got winded. Little by little, I learned to let go of doing everything on my own and how to let others bless me. I encourage you all to do the same. Accept help. Ask. Be specific. Let your family and friends and neighbors know exactly what you need. The dog walked, prescriptions picked up, a phone call, a babysitter. This is going to help everyone. You see, the people that love you are fighting right along with you. They just don't know what to do. Please allow them to do what they can for your support. When you allow them, you bless them in return by knowing that they played a little or big part in your healing journey. If you're feeling alone, this means you need to reach out to someone and tell them. If you do not have family or close friends, I urge you to join a support group. As far as being a taker without immediately giving back, you can return the favors one day. This is your time. And you will have started a ripple effect. You know, letting someone in, and then down the road, you paying it back, and then that person pays it back. And so goes the story of life. Ask, receive, fight, then give back. Now, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And until tomorrow, God bless.